The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you've joined me. Corporations are now paying people to kill their child. I can't believe this is true. It sounds like a conspiracy, some sort of thing that I'm making up just to make abortion look bad, I guess. I don't know. I wish I was making this stuff up. I'm not making this up. This is pure evil. It's got coverage, actually, from Fox News' Tucker Carlson, who does a fantastic job on Fox News. I can't say that about everyone on Fox News, but Tucker and Laura Ingraham are two that are, I would say, still show that they're truly conservative on Fox News. And then there's plenty, I mean, there's other conservatives on Fox News. Those two are the best. Tucker's by far the best, I think. And, well, I'm glad that he covered this. What is going on, folks, I think, is because of the overturning of Roe versus Wade, it is causing people to have to stand up and be exposed. I said this to my wife. If they overturn Roe versus Wade, I said before it happened. Now, I'm talking about before it even leaked that it was going to be overturned. I said, if we ever do overturn, and especially after it leaked that it was going to be, I had the conversation with my wife, that I've always wanted that to happen, but because it will go back to the states, to me it seems like God is allowed Roe versus Wade to be overturned, finally, simply so that Democrats have to raise their hand and say, yes, I'm for killing babies, because before then they could hide behind Roe versus Wade, especially the politicians. They didn't really have to do anything in bills or laws to put their name on it, that they're for killing babies. And I think God has been exposing the Democrat Party, but really America's sins and how corrupt America is, and this is part of exposing it. Now Democrats have to put their names on bills to say, I'm evil and I will kill children. That's what they have to do. And it's amazing how willing they are. But something that I didn't think about has happened. The evil leftist corporations have now stepped up and said, don't leave us out. Hey, God, we want to raise our hand and say we're evil too. We want to kill children. We're all about killing children, especially for money, for our bottom line. We especially want to do that. You would think I'm making this up, but these are major corporations. Of course, Google. Of course, Microsoft. Some that surprise you, like Dick's Sporting Goods, want to kill children. They're raising their hand. And this exposure of this evil, Kroger, amazingly, is part of this. I couldn't believe that I saw Kroger's name up there. There's others. And I'm going to give you what Tucker showed, and I'm glad that he played a clip of, I think it's MSNBC, listing the corporation, because they're praising these corporations. Look how wonderful these corporations murder children. Aren't they wonderful for money? Because they think it's better that their employees kill their child than to have the expense of having them go on leave and adding them to the insurance coverage and all sorts of different long-term costs. If they're willing to pay these people money to kill their child because they think in the end that will save them money, even though they're killing their own customer base. Isn't that amazing? You know, abortion is the worst thing you can do for an economy. An economy is better when there's more people to sell. You know why these corporations love selling in China? Because of all the people that live in China. So if China didn't have that population, none of our corporations would care about selling. But yet here at home, they want our population to drop. They don't want a massive population to sell to. Geniuses. They're geniuses. No, it's because they're blinded by their own sin. God is exposing them and making them stand up and say, I'm evil. I am pure evil. And I want to murder children. Even at my own destruction. Even though it destroys my business. And in the long run, it would. I still am for it. That's what these people are doing. Let me get to Tucker. There's so much to say, but I want you to hear what Tucker had to say. He did a fantastic job. Take a listen.
So it turns out many economists and social scientists have concluded that having kids is selfish and way too expensive, and that's your fault. So dial back your expectations of ever having a family. Thanks for telling us, MSNBC and Jolene Kent. Notice that no one on MSNBC ever blames the powerful for where we are. Apparently, the U.S. government had no role in, quote, reducing the labor force participation rate, say, by shutting down the entire U.S. economy and firing anyone who didn't get their vax, or turning cities into war zones, or devaluing the U.S. dollar. None of that actually happened. It's not their fault. Wall Street and the Fed are blameless. The problem is you. The problem is that you selfishly want to have children, and children are bad for GDP. All the big corporations now agree on that. They're all now against human reproduction. Watch Jolene Kent explain more.
But the other important financial question is, if the birthing parent is able to travel and if they work for the right company and are seeking an abortion, more individuals we're seeing are going to need to rely on their employer, right, for that financial support to carry that out. Now, for example, Dick's Sporting Goods is now telling us they're promising $4,000 for any employee or family member on their insurance plan to access an abortion. And there's a long list of companies that are doing the same thing. You've got Levi's and Starbucks, Yelp, JP Morgan, and many others. But the point here is, Katie, is that these benefits are provided because these companies are willing to do it, not just because of their philosophy as a corporation, but because it makes financial sense for them.
Dick's Sporting Goods will pay you $4,000 to abort your baby. How great is that? How great is Dick's Sporting Goods?
I know. It's amazing. There's more. And I'm going to give you more. And there's going to put up a list, MSNBC, of a bunch of corporations. There's some that I'm surprised aren't on there, this list of corporations that they show. They just show their logos. But I'm surprised that some aren't on there, which means there's going to be more that join. More will say, oh, this is great. We'll pay people to murder their child. This is wonderful. And you think that God is going to bless this country. Now, look, I've always said, if we get rid of abortion, I think that would be a major step in having God bless this country. But we haven't gotten rid of abortion. We got rid of Roe versus Wade, and some states might get rid of abortion. But remember, that does not go to the morals of the American people. This is a court ruling, and thank goodness this is Donald Trump because of his appointments onto the Supreme Court. Without Donald Trump, this wouldn't be happening. I told all those people that they should be supporting Donald Trump that are Christians because he's going to be the biggest fighter for Christian values. Stop worrying about that he lived a life of a Playboy millionaire. You're focused on, yeah, he had sin in his life, but what person doesn't? God is raising him up. You better realize it. And, well, the holier-than-thou people that don't think that they have ever sinned in their life hated Donald Trump. They didn't realize, well, wait a minute, you're a sinner too. I forgot. A lot of the people that hated Donald Trump thought that, well, I'm a perfect person, so God can't use Donald Trump because he's not perfect like me. That was their attitude. That's not a joke. I mean, they wouldn't say it that way. I'm saying that way to because I know that will wake them up like, oh my gosh, I had the wrong attitude. And they did have the wrong attitude. Anyways, thank you, Donald Trump. You were the president. I said it when he first ran. I said, if there will ever be a president that could get rid of Roe versus Wade or get rid of abortion as a whole, it would be Donald Trump. He would be the guy that does it. And he did, even without being in office. Now, abortion shouldn't be legal because there is a right to life right in the Constitution. And what the liberals don't understand is, yes, they're going to run around in their states, like New York, and keep passing laws that keep abortion legal in the states. Here's the thing. Since Roe versus Wade struck down that there is no constitutional right to an abortion, that's basically what it's done. It's gotten rid of where the left would try to say that there's a constitutional right. They can't say that anymore. There is no constitutional right. That's what this ruling is saying. There's no constitutional right to an abortion. Fact. No constitutional right. Constitution does not address abortion in that aspect. It doesn't protect abortion. It doesn't give it a right. But the Constitution does address the right to life. So there is a constitutional right to life. And therefore, any law created by liberals in New York are a violation of the right to life. And a proper Supreme Court ruling in the future will mention this and say, wait a minute, you making a law to make abortion legal in your state is actually unconstitutional because it violates the right to life. But if a state that is conservative makes a law protecting the right to life and saying that you cannot have an abortion to protect the right to life for the baby, they can't strike that down because that is strengthening the Constitution. It strengthens the right to life that is directly mentioned in our Constitution. The left can't point to the right to an abortion, and therefore when they make a law to try to strengthen the right to an abortion, there is no right to an abortion, and in fact you're violating the right to life. So what I'm proving is that every single liberal law that allows abortion is actually unconstitutional, and every single law that bans abortion actually strengthens the Constitution's right to life. And any good judge on the Supreme Court should uphold what I'm saying, and this should have been done 20, 30 years ago, what I'm saying. What I'm saying is a fact. It's not an opinion. It is a fact. But what always stood in the way is that there's a Supreme Court ruling called Roe versus Wade that says there is a constitutional right to an abortion. Now that that's gone, and the Supreme Court has corrected itself and said there is no constitutional right, therefore there is only a constitutional right to life, therefore every pro-abortion law is illegal and should be challenged in court. Are you listening, people around the country? I'm doing this for you. There are lawyers listening to me. Every single liberal state should be challenged in court that they are violating the right to life. And let the left try to challenge the abortion laws that are anti-abortion, because those strengthen the right to life. One strengthens the Constitution, one harms it, and you should win easily in court. Of course, we have corrupt judges, so it doesn't make it, it never is easy. I understand that. All right. So let's go back to the evil corporations. What God has done is made these evil corporations, like, I didn't know Dick's Sporting Goods was an evil corporation. Now I know. Thank you, Dick's, for telling me that you like murdering children. I didn't know that. You might as well come out and said that you support Jeffrey Epstein and molesting children as well. Why not? Maybe they do support Jeffrey Epstein. Maybe they gave money to Jeffrey Epstein. How do I know? I don't know. I didn't know that they want to give money to murder babies, which is worse than supporting Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, everyone's always shouting, Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, it'd be better for Dick's Sporting Good to support Jeffrey Epstein than to pay their own employees to kill their own child. My goodness. Both are evil, though. Let me make it clear. Jeffrey Epstein was evil. I'm just saying, you see how now we know that these corporations are willing to kill children, their own employees' children, and encourage them to do so? That's quite amazing. Pay them. Incentivize them to do so. That is unbelievable. So the overturning of Roe versus Wade has shown that America is so evil, so corrupt, its corporations are so corrupt and so evil, there is no saving this country from God's wrath. That's what it's proven to me. In fact, I thought maybe the Roe versus Wade overturning, trust me, I've thought this my whole life, would make me think, oh my gosh, there might be a revival that comes to America. And in fact, the opposite has occurred. The overturning of Roe versus Wade has convinced me even more that God's wrath is coming. Because these people, he's just making these people expose themselves so that we Christians and non-Christians can know God is completely justified for removing his protection of America and allowing Russia and China and Turkey and Iran to blow us up. He's totally justified. And every corporation that keeps standing up, pushing gay pride, pushing killing babies in the womb, as they keep doing that, they keep showing, yes, God, we are evil. You can smack us down. That's what's occurring. I don't sugarcoat things. I know you don't want to hear that. But that is the truth, and you know it. More from Tucker.
You were going to have a baby, and now they're giving you $4,000 not to. And as Jolene Kent just told us, that makes financial sense for corporate America. Well, yes, it does. Thanks, MSNBC. We lost our calculator and couldn't do the math on that. It turns out the companies have done the math, and they'd rather pay female employees $4,000 for every abortion they have. That's cheaper than footing the bill for, say, parental leave or adding new dependents onto the company health care plan. Babies are expensive. It's a lot cheaper to get rid of them, has concluded the HR department at Dick's Sporting Goods. But keep in mind, this is a highly progressive movement. When you have to bribe employees not to have their own family, what you're really doing is liberating them. And if you doubt that, here's corporate America's spokesman, Andrew Ross Sorkin of CNBC, with the message once more.
The real challenge is going to be for the small...
Okay, I'm going to pause it, and I want this kept up on the screen because they're showing you the logos of the companies. And I want the logos of the company so you can see that for yourself. Because I don't even care what the MSNBC host says. It doesn't even matter. What matters is these are the companies that immediately have raised their hands and said, we will pay people and help them murder their child. We love murdering children. So look at Microsoft's logo. You got Starbucks. You got Tesla, Yelp, Netflix, JP Morgan and Chase, Levi's, Airbnb. Kroger is shocking to me. Shocking. I mean, you can go through them all. Paramount, of course, Google you see there. PayPal has shown to be evil way back. Obviously, Google's going to be in there. Microsoft and Google, I knew, would be in there. I'm going to play a little bit more of this video, and then the screen's going to switch and show you a few more.
All our companies that can't afford to do this, and for the employees of those companies that are unable to get access that way. And so there's going to be a tale of two worlds. If you work for a Fortune 500 company in America today.
Okay, I'm going to pause it here. Nike, I didn't mention, but Nike was on there as well. Warner Brothers, BuzzFeed, of course, Goldman Sachs. That is no doubt my mind. Dick's Sporting Goods was actually surprising to me, but why would I just, you'd think if you're just selling sporting goods, you wouldn't even want to be political. Sports in and of itself is an escape from politics. And the troubles of life. That's the point of sports in a lot of people's life. The reason why people like, for men, maybe women don't understand this, but I ask your guy. The reason why your guy likes watching football, it's an escape. It's wholesome. It's football or basketball or watching sports. It's supposed to be. And you don't have to worry about the cares of the world, and you don't have to worry about politics and what's going on and everything, and you can unite with people and feel good if your team wins. That's really what drives it. So that's why I'm surprised about Dick's, because they're in the business of something that should be so far away from politics. Anyways, you have Macy's on there. You know who I'm shocked is not on there? Amazon. I am utterly shocked. How is Amazon not on this list? At some point, I bet you Amazon will be. I hope they're not. I'm also surprised that I don't see Walmart on there. But I'm glad. I'm glad. This is good. This is good that Amazon and Walmart aren't on there. But I can't tell you that they won't be in the future. Folks, let me give you a little bit more from this video and then what Tucker has to say, and then I'll have to end the show because I'm running out of time.
You very well may get this type of health care as a benefit. Smaller companies may not. And I asked the question over the weekend to a lot of executives and CEOs about this. Would you leave the state? Would you leave those states where those trigger laws are in effect? And the answer is no. The view is that this is, dare I say, a cost of doing business. And I was, I have to admit, disappointed that there was no nobody that I spoke to over the weekend who said, you know what, we have a moral issue about this.
Yeah, it's very disappointing that all companies aren't paying their employees to abort their children. It's a sign of love, really, because when you love someone, your main concern is that they never reproduce, that they never create more human beings just like them. That's a sign of love. So according to Andrew Ross Sorkin, corporations, and this is not ghoulish or creepy, so settle down, choke back your gag reflexes. Corporations in states that outlaw abortions are unethical. The CEOs of those companies are immoral because they're not paying for enough abortion. Andrew Ross Sorkin judges them. You know who he doesn't judge? His friend Janet Yellen. Now, Janet Yellen isn't blameless. She lied to Americans for years about the inflation that she created. She single-handedly destroyed our economy more than any other single American. But that's not a problem for Andrew Ross Sorkin. It's not like she wasn't paying for her employees' abortions. And we're quoting, you know, if you're Janet Yellen, she's in a political job and they wanted to run the economy a little hot. That's what Sorkin said recently. And by running it a little hot, he meant destroy it and make the U.S. dollar worthless.
Yes. And folks, look, America is facing all sorts of problems. To have our major corporations, lots of them, stand up and say we are willing to pay people to kill their child. Am I exaggerating? I know people don't talk this way on TV for some reason. Corporations are saying they'll pay you to kill your child. Murder your child. They think it will help them in the bottom line, in the long run. That's why they're for it. And the commentator on MSNBC was disappointed that they were doing it for the bottom line and not because they have a massive belief system in abortion. Well, clearly they do have a massive belief in you wouldn't pay people to get an abortion, even if it is for the bottom line, if you didn't have a belief system in it, because if you thought abortion was evil, you wouldn't care about whether you think it's going to save you money or not. You wouldn't do it because it's immoral and evil. So obviously these people are doing it to promote an agenda and help women murder their own children. But it's worse than that. They're incentivizing them. They're trying to pay them. Here, I know you were borderline whether you were going to have this child or not. Here's $4,000 if you kill it. Please go kill it. That way you can be a slave to us and we'll be your slave masters forevermore. I mean, because if you have that child, you'll actually care about it. And maybe you'll want to stay home as a mother and have a family and care about your husband instead of us. We're your everything. We own you. We own you so much that if you think about having a child, we will pay to kill your child. That's how much we own you. These people are evil, beyond evil. And don't think that God doesn't see it. And don't think that we're not going to destruction. Even when we have our victories, you know what I think is really going on? The Democrat Party is being exposed because God's getting ready to smack it down. We're going to have some victories and some more victories because exposing the Democrat Party is great. But the purpose of it is a little scary. Trust in Jesus. He can save you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya! America can be saved, and an informed citizenry can and will make the difference. What you need to do is check out Beyond the Cover. Go to thenewamerican.com.